welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and I think I've got a great show lined up for you today. We'll be talking, amongst other things, about the IBMA Awards and just who's been winning what and who missed out. No, we won't talk about them. And I'll play some tracks that are relevant to those people that have won awards. And I think you'll find that's pretty interesting because there's some real New Zealand representation in the awards this year, and I'm absolutely delighted about that, and I hope you're delighted with me. The tune that's playing is one called Wild Goose Chase that I recorded back in about 1974 in Australia. We better listen to a bit of the mandolin solo. That was Graham Lovejoy playing some mandolin there, doing a fine job of it. Okay, we're going to get underway with a track from the East Tennessee State University band. This is from the bluegrass course that they run there, and this is from an album called Testing Tradition. Lots of songs from the young players who are learning and studying at the East Tennessee State University bluegrass program. This is a song called If Seeing Is Believing, written by Joshua Argo, with a whole bunch of people in it. Whoop. Music's just finishing. I'll get Red to play it. See if you like this song.
Thank you.
some stunningly good playing there from the East Tennessee State University Band. And music is in good hands if you listen to players like that. Well, I said I'm going to talk to you about the 2020 IBMA Awards. A little bit different. Instead of being held in Raleigh, I think it was on-air event this time. And to be perfectly honest, I'm not that interested in awards. But that's, I think they're good for the industry and all that sort of thing. But it's neat when something happens, but I don't stake my life on it, really. But what I'm most interested in is in the industry awards. And these are for the people that work behind the scenes, not so much the music out front. The notes that they give us say, singers and pickers are the most visible stars in bluegrass, but as with any venture, much of the work and preparation is done by those behind the scenes, the promoters, the songwriters, the broadcasters, CD and poster designers and journalists. But the IBMA gives out industry awards, and what is a highlight for me this year is the Broadcaster of the Year is Michael Keir. That's a man whose show airs in Australia and in the United States. His show is called Music from Foggy Hollow, and I suggest you go online and find out how to get to the show. Mike is a very entertaining character. He tells great stories and always has nice things to say about things. He's a New Zealander, and he had his first moment of loving bluegrass music. He was a sort of embryo picker way back in the late 1960s, early 1970s. And he came to what was the 4th National Banjo Pickers Convention here in Hamilton, New Zealand. And he admitted in his story, and he was interviewed for the magazine, online magazine, Bluegrass Today, just recently. And you can find out about Mike Keir if you read that article. And he talks about his experience of coming to that National Banjo Pickers Convention in 1970. Bill Clifton was at that Banjo Pickers Convention. And in his story, he says he mostly came to find girls, but then realized that most of the girls were interested in the music and not so much in guys like him. And but anyway, he said when Bill Clifton got up on stage, accompanied by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, he said, we kicked off on a little whitewashed chimney. And he said that was his moment. He said he just fell in love with that music. And so he sort of partly blames me for his life with bluegrass music. It's good I get to talk to Mike every now and then, and he does a wonderful job with his show. And quite by good chance, we have a recording of that moment. This is the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band with Bill Clifton at the 1970 Banjo Pickers Convention. And what sounds to me like a very ordinary banjo break that I played to kick off Little Whitewashed Chimney was a great moment for Mike Keir. I'd like to congratulate him on his award. I'm delighted that someone from Australia and New Zealand is getting a mention in the awards for the IBMA Awards this year. This is for Mike Keir, music from Foggy Hollow, and here's Bill Clifton. Let's have a listen.
Where the Mississippi's flowing on the sunny southern shores, and the steamboat comes a-puffin' around the bend. There's a little old cabin with a grapevine o'er the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end. I'm going back, yes, going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me all their own again. In that little old cabin with the grapevine o'er the door, and a little whitewashed chimney at the end. Told
I would find money hanging around like apples on a tree. Because as my sweetheart told me, there was nothing of the kind, and the weather was so cold I thought I'd freeze.
I'm going back, just going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me on their own again.
In that little old log cabin with the grapevine o'er the door,
and the little whitewashed chimney at the end.
Top, as it welcomes me and greets me on the breeze. Then I will start a running, and I know I'll never stop till I've landed in that cabin on my knees.
I'm going back, yes, going back to the place I love so well, to the folks who want me on their own again.
In that little old low cabin with the grapevine o'er the door and the little whitewashed chimney at the end.
Well, that was for Mike Keir from Music from Foggy Hollow fame, in honour of his award as Broadcaster of the Year at the 2020 IBMA Awards. That music that we heard before from East Tennessee State University was so good, I'll play another track. Here's a tune called Your Last Ride.
That bind, and I can't stand the thoughts I'm thinking, and it's driving me out of my mind. This old bottle here beside me won't numb the pain I feel inside, and every drink I take without you since you've taken your last ride. Crying, and those tears have filled your eyes. Now I look back and I wonder, how could I have been so blind? This old bottle here beside me won't numb the pain I feel inside, and every drink I take without you since you've taken your last ride. If there's life in the hereafter, somewhere far beyond the blue, you'll find me. I'll be searching somewhere there, my dear, for you. This old bottle here beside me won't numb the pain I feel inside. Every drink I take without you since you've taken. That's right. you're taking your last ride. And every drink I take without you, since you've taken your last ride.
Some fine bluegrass from the East Tennessee State University Bluegrass and Appalachia Studies course, and they write some great songs. That was excellent. Just get that again. I wasn't going to say this, but I will. That was Tom Cecil doing the lead vocal, the banjo, and he wrote the song. Well done, Tom. You're doing great. Big shout out now to one of my listeners who wrote in and with a real nice letter. Hi, Becky. Becky Herndon from Lyons, Indiana. I hope that's how you pronounce it. In southern Indiana, a little town there. And Becky and her husband are bluegrassers. Becky plays bass guitar. Husband plays mandolin. And they love bluegrass music. And they're in a bit of a hub of bluegrass music around there. She says she loves my station, listens on Spotify, so thank you, Becky. It's nice to know that someone's listening to the show while she goes for walks, and she runs a hair salon and works faster when she listens to bluegrass music. I hope that you don't cut more hair the faster the music gets, because someone could end up with a very short haircut. That would be a bit tragic. But I thought it would be nice to play you something from round your way. And I went to Bing Blossom, Indiana, which is not too far away from Lyons, Indiana, and in 1971. And our band played at the Bill Monroe's Bing Blossom festival there, and I have a recording here of music from Bean Blossom in 2011, which was celebrating what would have been Bill Monroe's 100th birthday. And here's Russell Moore in Third Time Out doing Uncle Penn. I hope you've been to Bean Blossom. It's a great place to go and visit. And so this is for Becky and her husband, Uncle Penn.
Would come from far away to dance all night till the break of day. When the caller would holler, do-si-do, we knew Uncle Penn was ready to go.
Late in the evening, a-bouncing down high on a hill and above the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Soldier's Joy, and he played the one called the Boston Boy. The greatest of all was Jenny Lynn. To me, that's where the fiddle began.
Late in the evening, the bouncing down high on the hill and above the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Forget that mournful day when Uncle Penn was called away. He hung up his fiddle and he hung up his bow. We knew it was time for him to go.
Late in the evening, a-bouncing down high on a hill and above the town, Uncle Penn played the fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Played the fiddle, Lord, how it would ring. You could hear it talk, you could hear it sing.
Late
wish I'd been there. Wish I'd been there. I heard Bill Monroe sing Uncle P and it'd been Blossom, and it would have been nice to have been there to hear Russell Morland third time out sing it. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. We're sponsored by Shearer's Music Works, music store in Hamilton, New Zealand, and that's where this program comes from, Free FM 89.0, and gets around the access radio stations in New Zealand and in Canada as well. So a big hi to all the Canadians who are listening in on access radio and the people at Bluegrass Planet Radio as well. Here's a great song for you from the Gibson Brothers. Fine group. They got a great brother sound. They write some good songs too. This is from the In the Ground album, came out in 2017, and here's some good advice to all of us. It's called Remember Who You Are, from the Gibson Brothers.
Best I could. Some days I feel short, but most are pretty good. Now as I watch you leave to find your shining star, when you get there, remember who you are. Some will tell you everything you want to hear. Some will make you question all that you hold dear. Remember what you learned on this little farm, and don't forget, remember who you are. I can see you going places I have never been. You might wind up winning hearts that I could never win. No matter where you're going, whether near or far, when you get there, remember who you are. I thought it would prepare you for when life gets hard, and it will, remember who you are. I can see you going places I have never been. You might wind up winning hearts that I can never win. No matter where you're going, whether near or far, when you get there, remember who you are. I can see you going places I have never been. You might wind up winning hearts that I could never win. And no matter where you're going, whether near or far, when you get there, remember who you are. And don't forget, remember who you are.
That was the Gibson Brothers with some good advice for all of us. Many years ago, a man called Tony Ellis came to New Zealand with his banjo and his son Bill, who played guitar for him, and did some concerts in Hamilton. And Tony stayed at my place, and or they both stayed at my place, and we had a good time together doing some banjo picking and lots of talking, and he's just fine gentleman. He plays some really interesting banjo, banjo player for Bill Monroe for many years, and these days he's doing different style of banjo playing. But this is an album that he put out in 1999, sounds like bluegrass to me, and it's featuring him on banjo, Dudley Connell singing, and Tom Gray playing bass, Lester Woody on fiddle, and here's a tune called My Cabin in Caroline, Tony Ellis. Thank you.
waiting there for me. I'll be going back someday, and from her I'll never stray, from the cabin in the hills of Caroline. Oh, the cabin in a shadow of a pine, and the blue-eyed girl way down in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife, and we'll live a happy life, from the cabin in the hills of Caroline. Girl, she's the sweetest in the world, and the cabin in the hills of Caroline. Oh, the cabin in a shadow of a pine, and the blue-eyed girl way down in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife, and we'll live a happy life in the cabin in the hills of Caroline. Whippoorwills are calling from the hill, I'm gonna tell her of my love, greater than the stars above. I will love her now and I know I always will. Oh, the cabin in a shadow of a pine, and the blue-eyed girl way down in Caroline. Someday she'll be my wife, then we'll live a happy life in the cabin in the hills of Caroline.
Tony Ellis giving us a lesson on banjo backup there, Cabin and Caroline. Some fine playing going on. I've told you that the things that excite me about the IBMA Awards this year was the fact that there was some New Zealand and Australian presence in them. And the next group won the New Artist of the Year, and it's a group called Mile 12, a young band from around the Boston area, and they play superb bluegrass music. And they came out to New Zealand just a year or so ago because their banjo player is a delightful young woman called Catherine Bonus, who everyone calls BB. And Catherine's been playing banjo since she was about 11 or 12. She just took to the instrument and developed astonishing skills. She ended up doing a jazz course at Wellington University on her banjo, and they pretended it was a guitar, I think, and that allowed them to do it. And she has just developed her playing to an astonishing level. She's working with these young musicians in Boston, Evan Murphy on guitar, Bronwyn Keith Hines on fiddle, Catherine Beebe's playing banjo, David Benedict on mandolin, and Nat Sabat on bass. When they toured New Zealand, audiences were stunned at their competence, their great vocals, their great songs, their understanding of the genre. And I'm going to play a track from their album. Album's entitled Onwards. This is the band Mile 12, who won the IBMA Award for the New Artist, which is funny because they've been slogging their guts out for years, really. But with a New Zealand banjo player, lovely to have BB and Mile 12 playing a song called Settle Down Blues.
Some days you love me so damn much, I think I can't get free. Some days you love me so damn much, I think I can't get free. On the days I need you, I know you run from me. Well, I'll do all the dirty jobs you think a man should do. Yeah, I'll do all the dirty jobs you think a man should do. The only thing that scares me is I promise I'll be true. Oh, kind. I said, if you got expenses, babe, I'll pay them every time. Till the morning I wake up and I don't have a dime. I might like to settle down. Somebody calls me up and says, let's get out of this town. Yodelay. So damn much, think I can't get free. On the days I need you, I know you run from me.
Oh, that was great listening to Mile 12 play the Settle Down Blues from their album Onwards. And that's with a New Zealand banjo player, BB Bonus. Great to hear her stunning playing. Another band that won awards at the IBMA Awards this year was Entertainer of the Year. Award went to Sister Sadie. Vocal Group of the Year went to Sister Sadie. Two awards, that's pretty good. And quite by chance, I happen to have an album of theirs, and I'm going to play from it. The album is just called Sister Sadie 2, and I'm going to play a track called Morning Sky, featuring the singing of Dale Ann Bradley, who's one of the lead vocalists, plays guitar. Tina Adair also does vocals and plays mandolin mostly. Gina Britt on does lead vocals and does banjo. Deanie Richardson plays fiddle. Beth Lawrence on bass, and they are a force to be reckoned with, I tell you. This is from their album Sister Sadie 2, a track called Morning Sky, IBMA Award winners in 2020.
Soon be gone, and you don't even want to talk about it. Ooh, and it makes me stop and wonder why people give their hearts, then turn around and say goodbye. If there's something on your mind, you better say it while there's time, 'cause I'm leaving when I see that morning sky. Ooh, how did we ever come to this? Nothing for me in your kisses anymore. Late nights in the kitchen, I'm pretending I still care. We both know there's nothing there, and you just keep on staring at the door. Ooh, and it makes me stop and wonder why people give their hearts, then turn around and say goodbye. If there's something on your mind, you better say it while there's time, 'cause I'm leaving when I see that morning sky. me stop and wonder why. People give their hearts, then turn around and say goodbye. If there's something on your mind, you better say it while there's time. 'Cause I'm leaving when I see that morning sky. See that morning sky.
Sister Sadie with Morning Sky, one vocal group of the year and entertainer of the year. I'd love to see them live. Maybe I will one day once all this COVID stuff is diminished and has less effect on our regular lives. Oh, a little bit of live music around the Waikato area, which is where Hamilton is situated in New Zealand. Back Porch Bluegrass Club, the jam session that I run on the fourth Sunday of the month, is back up and running on the fourth Sunday of the month. There'll be one in October at the Waikato Contract Bridge Club Hall, and we have a good time there. So come along if you're at all interested in bluegrass music. Bring your instruments if you play. Otherwise, just come and have a listen. The Morrinsville Country Music Club has its concert on the second Friday of the month in the Rotary Community Hall, and that's always a night of some excellent music. And come along there. We're back up and running again, and let's hope that we can stay that way. Navara Lounge in Hamilton always has lots of live music, and occasionally you'll get some acoustic music in there. Look them up and find out what's going on. Big hi to all the people that are listening on podcasts, Spotify, iTunes, various places that you can get it. It's nice to know that people are downloading and enjoying my take on bluegrass music from the South Pacific here. And talking about South Pacific here, another award winner at the IBMA Awards was the Instrumental Recording of the Year, Tall Fiddler, Michael Cleveland, and with artists Tommy Emmanuel, Jeff White, Michael Cleveland, Sean Sullivan, and it was on Compass Records. And I don't need any excuse to play Michael Cleveland's music. He's a stunningly good fiddle player. But it's nice that Tommy Emmanuel is playing. He's an Australian, and that's close enough to New Zealand for him to count as one of us, really. So this is another Antipodean input into the IBMA Awards of 2020. And I'm going to play the track Tall Fiddler, that was written by guitarist Tommy Emmanuel, who is a man of immense talent with his guitar playing. And, well, have a listen for yourself. Michael Cleveland, Tommy Emmanuel, Tall Fiddler.
Here we go. One, two. One, two, three, four. Thank you.
Hi, bluegrass fans everywhere. My name's Keith McMillan and I live in the bluegrass capital of New Zealand, Hamilton. And you're listening to Paul Trenwith and Back Porch Bluegrass.
Well, what did you think of that picking by Michael Cleveland, Tommy Emmanuel, Tall Fiddler? It's absolutely astonishing. And that was considered the recording, instrumental recording of the year. Tall Fiddler, Michael Cleveland with Tommy Emmanuel and the fine band. And they won the 2020 IBMA Awards. What are we going to hear now? Let's listen to Lou Reed and Carolina at Bean Blossom in 2011. This is for Becky again. Hope you go to Bean Blossom and go to some of the festivals. This is what you might hear. Can't You Hear Me Calling?
Okay, we're going to do another Bill Monroe number. We're in Bill Monroe country.
Can't you hear me calling?
Thank you.
Can't You Hear Me Calling? That time was done by Lou Reed in Carolina at Bean Blossom Festival in 2011 as a tribute to Bill Monroe. Bill Monroe and Mac Wiseman recorded that in 1949. It was a great song. Hamilton County Bluegrass Band recorded it in 1968. I must dig that version out, see what we sounded like. You're listening to Back Porch Bluegrass, and I'm playing some of my favourite music, particularly some of it that has won IBMA awards in 2020, and the ones that feature New Zealanders and Australians in it. And so here's Mile 12, New Artist of the Year, featuring banjo player Catherine Bonus. Old BB is playing this. There's a tune called Soldiers and Sailors from Mile 12.
I crossed the Hudson on this cold afternoon. The city I see is not the city I knew. Yet as most things are different, still some are the same. And an old childhood memory so clearly remains. I was walking back home up on Riverside Drive when an old solemn statue ahead caught my eye. There was something so solid, so simple and clear, in the tall rounded columns and white marble stairs. So sing for what once was but still remains here, what'll be here tomorrow and year after year. On a cold New York evening, so clear and so dry, soldiers and sailors lights up the night sky. As I worked and traveled, each year I'd return. Something to give, but still something to learn. And with each slab of concrete on each city street, the Upper West Side almost seemed new and neat. So sing for what once was, but still remains here. What'll be here tomorrow and year after year? On a cold New York evening, so clear and so dry, soldiers and sailors lights up the night sky. I know it's my instinct that brought me back here. It's that time of day and it's that time of year. Like the home of my childhood in Riverside Park, now I stand here until time do us part. So sing for what once was but still remains here, what'll be here tomorrow and year after year. On a cold New York evening, so clear and so dry, soldiers and sailors lights up the night sky.
That was the band Mile 12, who won the New Artist of the Year Award in 2020 for IBMA Awards, featuring banjo player Catherine Bonus. We're delighted in your success, Catherine and BB, as we know her, banjo player from New Zealand, and that's just wonderful to know. Well, you've been listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. I've been playing some of my favourite music to you, and particularly the IBMA award winners that have a New Zealand connection to them. But there's no New Zealand connection to this last one. But we're going to take it out with Michael Cleveland, who won the Instrumental Recording of the Year with this album, Tall Fiddler. And here's the song written by Vince Gills, Son of a Rambling Man, featuring his band Flamekeeper. Michael's playing fiddle, Josh Richards, lead vocal and guitar, Dan Tominski, harmony vocals, Nathan Livers mandolin, Josiah Schrode on banjo, and Tyler Griffith bass. Fine band. Son of a Rambling Man. Thanks very much for listening to Back Porch Bluegrass. Tune in again next week. Bye.
Man, come from a long, long